Did you give any thought to what the History Center would be doing after the centennial?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I suppose so.
But I think there was a degree to which I've been thinking about that from the beginning. And one of the reasons I did not want to tether us too closely to the centennial, why there were, you know, we wanted to be of service. We always wanted to be of service. I feel like Uriah Heep here. we're ever so humble. But on the other hand, the IEEE gave us the latitude to put the centennial over on the side, in a sense, you know, that the centennial is an important event. We're going to do what we can. We did, when we were able to hire Joyce Beatty, that was a little bit of icing on the cake. And I think there was an anticipation that, well, very easily, you know, no promises were made to Joyce. You know, once the centennial had gone it away, then, in fact, you know, who knows how we will need to configure the staffing. And then when Ron, you know, when Ron took over again, and that was kind of an open question. But I think I was, in fact, mindful of the fact that we were in the business of establishing ourselves as a permanent, expected part of what the IEEE did. And I think if I have to look back on anything as a mark of success, it is that by the time I left, which was 4 years to the day after I had been hired, that people didn't really question the fact. I mean, we were already past the middle of 84 at that time, and there didn't really seem to be that much question that, oh, yes, of course, the History Center is part of what we do. They have their offices or that sort of thing. And I feel a great feeling of accomplishment. How I did that, that's another question. I want to look back, you know, looking back on it. But I think part of it was the strategic thinking that was very much encouraged by people like Jack and Hal and Barney and Jim Britton, that you are what you are. And again, the model of the physicists was, I think there was a psychological significance there too for the IEEE. Of all the engineering societies, of course, the IEEE would see itself very much as having something of the same cultural and intellectual status of modern physics.
Right.
And that where people in the middle decade of the 20th century, of course, became very aware of physics as a shaper of the world and the creator of great and important new things. Similarly, I think the electrical engineers, and especially the electronics engineers, wanted very much to have very much the same kind of cultural status. And I think it was seen that what the center was doing was an affirmation and a support for that status.